Good afternoon, guys. Had a chance to go back through that tape and take a look at our game from yesterday, and it's just like I said after the game, watching our third down offense, our third down defense, and the turnovers. You're not going to win very many games when you have that type of performance in those areas on the road, and it cost us dearly, and it definitely made a difference in that ball game yesterday. Wasn't able to capitalize on good field position from the kickoff returns by Cordero. I thought our guys did a great job of blocking as well, and we didn't use that momentum to get us in the end zone or to get points off a great field position, and it made it tough. They had a few guys to get banged up. Audi Cole diagnosed with a high ankle sprain, so we won't have him for this final ball game of the season. Toby Gerhardt strained his hamstring, so we'll have to see how he does throughout the week, whether or not he'll be available for this ball game. Some of the other guys we'll learn a little bit more about as the day goes on. They're still going through some of the work with our trainer, Eric Sugarman. Big game coming up. Got to be able to turn the page. Our final game at Mall of America Field. We got a lot of work to do. And this being Christmas week, there'll be some distractions. But somehow, some way, we'll have to make sure we get focused on getting the win in a final game in our home stadium. I thought he did a good job when he stepped in the absence of Audi. Came in, made some nice tackles for us, did a pretty good job of directing the defense. Thought he did a good job moving over from the outside linebacker spot to the middle linebacker spot.
There's always certain integrity at the end of the year that if you're playing a team that's in the playoff race, you don't want to play a bunch of young people or whatever. But the fact that Detroit isn't in the playoff race, does that make you maybe play more young players or do anything differently than if Detroit was competing for a berth?
Ooh, Chris, we're going through our roster right now. We don't have a lot of guys sitting that aren't playing. We're playing a lot of people. So we won't have any issues with playing guys. We were in a situation yesterday where you're just reaching for guys, just trying to make sure guys were available. So that's not an issue for us.
Yesterday, is there part of you that's considering maybe just not having him play?
Yeah, we'll see where he is, Chip, this week. When we get back on the field and make a determination. If he's farther along than he was yesterday, and just try to do the right thing.
You show some improvement then to play Sunday.
I think there were some moments in that game where he did some good things. There were some other moments where just wasn't sure he had the burst that we ordinarily would see. So we all want to see if he's better this week with some more time.
After the game, he would go to ownership after the season and telling me once you as the coach. I'm sure you're not surprised to hear him say that.
No. He's a special player, special guy. We always want to just do the right thing by him when it comes to playing the game of football. He means so much to our franchise and our organization. So we just got to be wise when we're talking about how to use him.
Is there any chance at all of seeing Josh Freeman Sunday, or is there really no chance we'll see him again?
I'd give it some more thought, Chris. Matt's going to be our starter for this ball game. Right now, Christian is in that backup role. I don't know what would change that as the week goes on, but that's the thought process as we speak.
Josh, he just didn't pick up things maybe quick enough or just didn't look good in practice, or why did he never get another game chance?
No, he did a good job of picking up things. That's one of the reasons we played him in that New York game. He picked up things well and worked hard in practice. He's still doing those things. He's picking up our offense. He's working hard, spending time with the coaches, doing all the things that he needs to do. But with one game left and having a chance to watch Matt play again, we've made that decision that's probably the way we'll go.
Questions or speculation about your job? How have you managed to block that out and not let that seep into your preparation or just affect how you feel about things?
Well, I think for our players, it's important that I stay focused on the task. That's what I'm asking them to do, and I need to do the same thing. It's very, very important if you want to have a chance to win these games down the stretch that I stay focused on what's involved with leading our team and if I want them to follow. So it's important that I handle it the right way.
Any discussions with Rick or the Wolves about your status?
No.
Any discussions with them?
No.
Sort of the overriding wrong with this defense this year. I mean, just so many things have gone wrong with it.
Yeah. You know, we had some changes personnel-wise early on that it took a little while for the guys to, you know, get in touch with what we were trying to get accomplished. And now, you know, we're into our depth quite a bit, and we have been for a few weeks, so that's got something to do with it. Thought we were playing better there for a while. Yesterday on third down, we struggled. I thought our run defense was very, very good. But, you know, just a number of different factors where really haven't hit our stride on a consistent basis. I think more than anything, that some of the changes at position and trying to get those guys to come along as fast as we needed them to early on. You know, the team that we were playing, they played some pretty good defense. We probably could have protected a little bit better. There were some things we could have done a little bit better as an offense as a whole that could have helped Matt some. But he still has to do a good job of protecting the ball. On that first sack fumble, you know, just got to find a way to get that ball tucked away. And we take the sack. But protecting the ball is a big deal. And, you know, he'll be better this next week. But I don't know if there was anything schematically that was a whole lot different. We were doing some of the similar things that we've done in the past, just didn't have the same type of success.
Well, yesterday affecting him, and it seemed like a couple of his passes kind of hung up a little bit.
It didn't seem to be a factor. You know, we went through it in pregame and talked about it as the game went on. We didn't think it really became a factor in the game either.
Some of those blocking issues, one of those on that play, that fumble.
There were some things we could have done a little bit different to help us there. Could have done better. And we did better as the game went on. But on that very first one, we didn't handle it as well as we should have.
That turnover and a big drive.
They're big. You know, anytime you turn the ball over and you have a drive start, in their case, from the plus four, I mean, that's tough. The pick six, I mean, those are tough to overcome on the road. So you don't want to dig yourself a hole of any kind. You don't want to give people things on the road.
What was your plan with Chris Cook yesterday? Obviously, Sean started and had to alter it, but how much were you counting on him to play?
It was dependent on what they were doing personnel-wise. You know, we wanted to see how Chris worked out during the week of practice, and he did some things fairly well. But we made a decision to go with Sean, and then, of course, Sean gets injured, and we had to get Chris out there, and, you know, he's a little bit banged up. But the injury to Sean precipitated that we get, you know, Chris on the field. So
they're clearly targeting Chris there and going at him pretty much every time for the first stretch.
It's seen that way. You know, him coming off of an injury, you know, we would probably do the same thing. So tough day for him.
This defense overall this season, you see more issues with the personnel then and how they've come along than schemes or game plans, anything like that?
We can do some things a little bit better schematically as well. The injuries, I think, you know, definitely played a role in where we are. But there's some things that we can tweak, you know, what we're doing schematically to help us as well.
How much cover two did you play? There was like 1/3 and 10 early, I think early in the game it looked like you were playing. And I don't know that maybe Chad didn't drop far enough or something. It just seems like sometimes that's a defense where there can be a lot of holes created and quarterbacks seem to know where to look.
Yeah, if you're playing too deep, it's a combination of the rush and the coverage, and if you don't get the rush, it's going to affect the coverage in that particular coverage, cover two. So there were times we were in man on third down, times we were in zone, times we were bringing pressure. Just a mix of the three for the most part throughout the day, trying to combine a rush with coverage, whether we were bringing five sometimes or six, just trying to mix it up.
One of the biggest surprises defensively this year is the rush just not getting there like it has in past seasons.
We haven't been as consistent rushing the passer as we have been in the past. And that definitely affects what we're trying to do schematically without question. A lot of what we do revolves around being able to rush with four. And we haven't had that consistent rush that we've had in years past. And it's definitely affected some of the things we try to do.
That is. I mean, is it – age catching up with guys like Jared and Kevin, or why haven't they been as effective?
I know yesterday they did a good job of chipping out, you know, just keeping another guy in, whether it be a back or a tight end, and trying to keep our ends from, you know, affecting the game. And we get that sometimes, and there are some things that we can try to do to alter that, but it definitely makes a difference when you can keep our two ends at bay. And they did a good job of keeping us from being able to rush with our four and making us have to add another guy, which puts a little bit more pressure on your secondary. Now, you know, you're not quite as stout in the secondary as you'd like to be, and you're putting some guys in one-on-one situations that you don't necessarily want in one-on-one situations. But good job by them.
Everson yesterday?
Everson did some good things at times. You know, we'd like to get more push up the middle when he's an inside rusher in third down situations, and then when he's on the edge, I think he ended up maybe getting a quarterback hurry or a sack somewhere in there, a hit on the quarterback. But just, you know, just getting more, you know, more consistency out of him when he's an inside rusher.
Your missed opportunities this year with the fact that 8-7-1 could win the NFC North.
Mm. Well, for where we are, probably, Chris, the most important thing is try to focus on this final ball game and do what we can to get a win at home. That's probably the most productive thing that we can do as a team and as a staff. You know, figure out a way to, you know, get our guys ready to go play this final game at home.
That's still hurting. I mean, it seemed like he didn't have quite the break that he normally has.
Yeah, it's, he was a little sore yesterday. Played through it, but he was sore for a period of time. So, you know, worked well in practice, and he'll be a little sore this week, but should be ready to go for the game. But he's still a little sore. From the previous week, you know, being able to get some work, and I think that'll be the case probably through this ball game.
Well, it's to be back this week, or
we're hoping so. Dave. I mean, we definitely need him, so we'll see if he's able to practice tomorrow or when we come back after Christmas. But we're hoping so.
Got a chance to talk to you about the Carlson move on Saturday. Did you just talk to him, and you figured he probably wasn't going to make it to the last game and make the move then, or what went into the injured?
Just on the recommendation of our training staff and medical staff, based on his history and where he was, this is probably the best thing to do. Yeah. So, all right. Thank you, guys.